Our next lesson is from the third chapter of the Book of Lamentations by Jeremiah. And thou hast cast off my soul from peace. I forgot goodness, and I said, my victory has perished, and my hope from Yahuwah. Remember my affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. Remembering, my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. This I return to my heart, therefore I have hope. It is of the mercies of the Lord, of Yahuwah, that we are not entirely consumed, for his compassions are not all consumed. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Yahuwah is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. Yahuwah is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that inquires after him. It is good that a man should both travail and be still for the salvation of Yahuwah. It is good for a mighty man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sits alone and is still because he has borne it upon him. He puts his mouth in the dust. If so, there be hope. He gives his jaw to him who smites him. He is satisfied with reproach, for the Lord will not cast off to eternity. But though he makes sorrowful, yet he will have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. And we read further from the Arcana Celestia, four passages about hope. In Arcana Celestia 2338, he urged them exceedingly that this signifies a state of temptation which one overcomes cannot be seen except by those who have been in temptations. As before said, temptations are attended with doubt in regard to the Lord's presence and mercy, and also in regard to salvation. The evil spirits who are then with man and induce the temptation strongly inspire denial. But the good spirits and angels from the Lord in every way dispel this state of doubt and keep the man in a state of hope, and at last confirm him in what is affirmative. The result is that a man who is in temptation hangs between what is negative and what is affirmative. One who yields in temptation remains in a state of doubt and falls into what is negative. But one who overcomes is indeed in doubt, but still, if he suffers himself to be uplifted by hope, he stands fast in what is affirmative. As during this conflict, the man seems to urge the Lord, especially by prayers, to be present, to have mercy, to give aid, and deliver from damnation. Therefore, where the temptation of those who are becoming men of the church is treated of, as in this passage before us, these things are described by the angels first saying, nay, and that they would tarry all night in the street, and then by Lot's urging them exceedingly that they turn aside to him and come into his house. As regards temptation, from the Arcana Celestia 8159, the case with them is as said above, that the hells fight against man and the Lord for man. To every falsity the hells inject, there is an answer from the divine. The falsities which are from the hells are injected and flow into the external or natural man, but the answers from the divine flow into the internal or spiritual man. This latter influx, which is from the divine, does not come to man's perception so much as do the falsities. Neither does it move the singulars to his thought, but its generals, and in such a manner that it scarcely comes to the perception otherwise than as hope and consequent consolation, in which there are nevertheless innumerable things of which the man is ignorant, being such things as are in agreement with his affection or love, especially his affection or love for truth and good, from which he has conscience. And further, from the Arcana Celestia 8165, moreover, those who are in despair, which is the last of temptation, think such things when there are, as it were, on a slope, or as it were, sinking down toward hell. But at this time, such thoughts do no harm whatever, nor do the angels pay attention to it. For every man's power is limited, and when the temptation arrives at its furthest limit of his power, the man cannot sustain any more, but sinks down. But then, when he is on the downhill course, He is raised by the Lord and thus liberated from despair, and then, for the most part, brought into a clear state of hope and of the consequent consolation, and also into good fortune. And lastly, from the Arcana Celestia 6574, about the words which Joseph spoke to his brothers, "You thought evil against me, God thought it for good, in order to do as at this day, to make alive a great people," which are words which contain within them a secret of heaven. Which secret is this? In the other life, the Lord permits infernal spirits to lead the good into temptation, consequently to pour in evils and falsities, which also they do with all endeavor. For when they are doing this, they are in their life and its delight. But the Lord himself is then present with those in temptation, both immediately and mediately by the angels, and resists by rebutting the falsities of the infernal spirits and by dissipating their evil, and thus giving refreshment, hope, and victory. Thus, with those who are in the truths of good and the truths of faith, and the goods of charity are more inwardly implanted and more strongly confirmed. This is the means by which spiritual life is bestowed. Here end our readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God.